Okay, second microscopy boo for the day. I've just loosely unpacked the accessories that come with the microscope. And it seems quite obvious, really, that this wasn't just somebody's hobby, but almost an obsession, and maybe up to some kind of semi-professional level. I mean, the stuff I've got here is, well, it's quite incredible, really. I'm speechless at what I've paid for, and I feel almost obliged now to carry on the work of whoever was looking at mainly plant material, pollen, spores, that kind of thing. But there's so many little things, like small plastic cases for taking slides and cover slips out into the field to prepare slides in situ. This guy's made a rotating plate. I thought it was kit that came with the microscope or was bought separately, but it's been made. There are all kinds of microscopic tools. There's some test tubes, small dishes. There's a Petri dish. The camera. Well, the camera's amazing. I've got the attachment that fits onto the microscope for taking pictures. And the Minolta SRT-101 also has a Minolta microscopy attachment for the camera. And the whole thing sits squarely together on top of the microscope. There's a macro lens, there's a standard lens, there's a zoom lens. The manual for the microscope is here, as well as the original advertising material that came with the microscope. There's microscopy magazines, the microscope, more like a sort of periodical, July-August 1949, the British Journal of Microscopy and Photomicrography, incorporating the Entomological Monthly. Load of those, big pile of those. Books, catalogues for GERS, biological stains and reagents. There's a mountain of stuff here. Hasn't been used in quite a while, and needs a jolly good clean, but I've got the materials to do that and my air duster, so I'm going to set everything up and I'll get a couple of photos. But what I've got's fairly amazing. Really quite excited.